And in Almond.
Got a little pizza.
Wow, she's bringing a whole team with her, I'm telling you.
I think I need backup.
Lunch coming with Lawson?
Perhaps today.
Just kidding.
Good afternoon, I guess now. I'm sorry, I'm one of the remaining items before lunch. I'll be brief. So if we are here today regarding the new or an amendment, proposed amendment to the existing Sussex County Rental Program ordinance. If you recall, I was here on July 26th to present to you our reasoning for moving forward with some modifications, which basically is a result of the program is just not viable in today's market. It was originally created during the boom. We haven't produced any units of affordable rental housing to date, and so we need to make it more appealing to renters and developers. We met with stakeholders in early June, and we had representatives from the nonprofit affordable housing sector, for-profit housing developers, as well as the Delaware State Housing Authority, our office, planning and zoning, and our legal counsel. So from those comments, as well as researching some best practices nationally, our legal staff has generated this document. We've received comments from them, as well as our county offices. So basically the major, just to summarize, you have a copy of it in your packet, but the major changes that we've made are that we've simplified the set-aside requirement, so it's a flat 12.5% of all units from participating subdivisions would be designated as affordable. We got rid of a minimum unit requirement, so any subdivision could apply. Previously, you had to have 25 units to participate. There is a ratio requirement. So, for example, if a development has 200 two-bedroom units, 200 two-bedroom dwelling units, and 100 one-bedroom dwelling units, the ratio for the affordable units must also be 2-to-1. Landlords are now responsible for qualifying the tenants in this program instead of the county with reporting requirements to us. We are permitting floating units, which basically means that if an affordable tenant becomes overqualified for his or her unit, they can begin renting that unit under market rate rents, thereby freeing up a market rate unit in the development for another affordable unit. There is an establishment of fixed rents instead of establishing those rents per case, per household. So the rent is fixed for each unit size. So for example, a one-bedroom unit has a fixed rate, a two-bedroom unit has a fixed rate, and that helps the developers with their pro forma. And it's determined by taking 25% of the household income at 50% of the area median income, and that's adjusted for household size. So for example, a two-bedroom unit is based on a household size of 3, and currently the 50% AMI is $27,850 is what a family of 3 makes at that level. And that does not include utilities. So that's just a very brief summary of what the changes were made. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Think it'll work?
I hope so.
Well, I don't. Isn't there state and federal programs already to help for these affordable housing? All over the place?
The public housing waiting list is about 18 months long.
Okay, but I'm just saying,
I think
we're trying to make it more attractive to the developer, and it's going to be impossible to enforce, and it's just cumbersome. That's why the developers aren't doing it. It's too much bureaucracy, too much red tape to get into these programs with state and federal funds, and I just 12%. It's just 12% of a project. Is that what it was?
Right, if they participate. So it's still voluntary. They get the expedited review, the bonus density for participating. And we just kind of reduce the other requirements to make
I hate to say it. I'm not criticizing you, ma'am. It's just it's government trying to create a marketplace for something. And it's very difficult for us to create this kind of thing and demand. And I think it's something that if it's already all these programs, there's all kinds of funds out there and all kinds of breaks, tax breaks, everything, for developers to do this, and they're not doing it. And there's a reason. It's just because it's so cumbersome, and there's maybe no money in it. I don't know, but
But you have met with these people?
Yes.
Right? And they came to the meetings and participated? And,
correct.
Okay. Is there something that we need to do about this?
Well, we're going to introduce the ordinance in second floor or whatever. That's all we need to do today, because then we'll have a public hearing and the whole nine yards. So.
I'll introduce it.
Yeah. Mr. Moore, if you read it, please, then let's...
An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 72, housing units moderately priced, rental units affordably priced, Article 2, affordable price rental units.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole, introduce it.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
I didn't understand what you meant by market rate.
We'll have a hearing.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Do we have to have a hearing on that?
We will have it, ma'am. Mr. Lank. We'll advertise it for the public hearing.
In other words, it means you can't charge no more than what they say it's worth, according to government.
No, I think that's
it. We have before us a request for an extension of time period for ordinance number 2322 for conditional use number 1965, the application of Southern Delaware Botanic Gardens Incorporated, also known as Delaware Botanic Gardens. For Botanic Gardens and related visitor center, conservatory, theater, nature center, and parking. You had submitted to you in your packet a somewhat lengthy report for one application, but it is I try to provide you what the ordinance states as far as what needs to be addressed on these type applications. We haven't had one for a month or so. On this application, the factors have all been given consideration. The packet included information from the Botanic Gardens relating to what they've done so far and what they're scheduled to do is in the future if they get the time extension. After reviewing this documentation, it is my opinion that this project meets the relevant factors of Chapter 115, Article 24, Section 115-174 for conditional use applications, which references Chapter 99-40F of the subdivision ordinance for the process of granting an extension of a time period. The council may grant a time extension for an additional 6 months so that the project can proceed with making applications for preliminary approval, obtain final approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and proceed with construction and establishing that they are substantially underway with the project prior to the termination date of the 6 months time extension, if granted. If the council agrees, there should be a motion that based upon the authority granted to the Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance supporting documentation and the recommendation of the Director of Planning and Zoning, that the Botanic Garden Project shall be granted a 6 month time extension until April 8th of 2017, which is 6 months from October 8th, 2016, the original termination date of ordinance number 2322.
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
Second. Mr. Arlett, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.